answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Know that we'll necessarily convert all of Trump supporters. That's not our goal.
Do you need to?
Our goal is to definitely talk to people. No, we don't. We don't need to.
Our goal is to
make sure that we can engage people that historically have not been talked to, because there's so many people that get ignored, specifically in the state of Texas. Listen, the state of Texas is 61% people of color. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of good folk that we can talk to. We know that when Beto came really close, Beto, who is a progressive, we know that he got 65% of the Latino vote. So what did they do after that? They specifically went after Latinos.
Yeah.
We know that he got close to 90% or right there at 90% of the African-American vote. So honestly, what we need to do is start talking to the vast majority of Texas. I think my message is very much a mainstream message.
No, it's not. That is Congresswoman Crockett now going to run for Senate from Texas. I stand corrected on that. That's AOC in that particular cut, saying we don't need Trump voters to be supporting some of the things we're doing. You'll hear from Crockett in a moment. If the left wants to have support, they're going to need Trump, quote, supporters. But Trump, quote, supporters are not going to be following the leftists. It's not going to happen. You got the independents, it might go one way or the other. But that is not going to happen. That was Crockett, more I look back on the information here. I'm sorry about that. I thought it was in the beginning. When she announced the other day she's going to run for Senate, and talking about how we have more people of color in the Texas that got recognized when Beto O'Rourke ran, and he almost won. Not really. And then she says, but look how the Republicans jumped back in on the, quote, color profile. And they have. But it has not been to focus on their color, but their concern about what is best for the state and for them. And I told you years ago, there's a perception among the left that all the folks on the left want to put on you. If you're a person of color, you must accept the left values more than you do the right. But that is not true, especially if it's going to hurt you and your family. And you don't decide that based simply on color. And immigration became a big issue. That is because Joe Biden opened the borders. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. That did not happen when Beto O'Rourke was running against Cruz. And yeah, the GOP battle was a little harder than it should be. I should say the win for Cruz to get back in the Senate and hold his seat got a little tougher because at that time we had a lot of left loonies running around, echoing that we need a change, we need to get rid of Cruz, and we need to go back to what? Cruz was doing a fine job, continues doing so. But if they think they're going to get Texas voters to step in behind a left-leaning, full-leaning, I'll just say, in the leftist camp, Jasmine Crockett, not going to happen.
Right now, whoa, I'm sorry.
Let her do it, tear it up. She went.
I jumped in this race so late, and I just want to be clear that this was never my intention. This was never about me.
All right.
I never put myself into any of the polls.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. Can I have a simple applause? Can I have an amen?
My question was, which congressional seat would I be running for? And for Texas 30, I love you, Texas 30. Okay, I'm gonna finish. But the more I saw the poll results, I couldn't ignore the trends, which were clear, both as it relates to the primary as well as the general election. I could have played it safe and continued serving in the United States House of Representatives for as long as my constituents would have me. But I don't choose to do that. Because Texas, this moment we're in now, is life or death.
Wow. So she decided, I'll run for the U.S. Senate. Jasmine Crockett. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA, news, analysis, opinion, and education. And also want to remind you that we really encourage you to step forward and help with our Feed My People project. We're in sponsorship with the St. Louis County Republicans, trying to get as much food as we can for those in need. We have distribution levels, I should say barrels, at numerous locations of all the Chris's Pancake locations, all the Bartolino's restaurant locations, and all the locations for Michael's Flooring, in addition to just outside our studio. Non-perishable goods that we can distribute. We've already collected more than 600 pounds. We can get more with your help. You can make someone's Christmas. In the meantime, we've got those in this nation that are wanting to step forward and turn away from our values. I've told you in the previous hour, oh, you missed the previous hour? What a shame. Well, I can help you out a little bit. I can help you out a little bit. There's a Vermont school district that decided to hoisting a Somali flag on school district property. They did it proper by U.S. flag standards. The U.S. flag was at the top of a higher pole. A lower flag pole was carrying the Vermont flag, and a pole even shorter than that was carrying a Somali flag now. They said that third pole is generally designated for affinity groups. I have no idea what that means. The school district website went down because they got so much response, backlash. Interpret that as backlash. So they had to shut down their website, adding that we're trying to address and mitigate an unprecedented volume of illegitimate traffic targeting our services. This Vermont school district wants to honor Somalis in our nation with a flag at a school district. Well, there's a Somalian that was doing a recording talking about Trump and everyone that's calling out the Somalia fraud. It's calling out fraud in what's taking place. This is not targeting Somalians simply because of their heritage, but those who have been linked to fraud and what many are trying to do because they did not come here to assimilate. Many came here to create chaos. That's what they've been doing. But they want you to believe they will be here long after you are gone.
My biggest fear in life is that this man may never witness our full takeover. Yes, he may never witness that. He already witnessed our partial takeover, our little success in America. And he's the reason, actually, I know that the community in America is thriving. He is how I know. It's like, he's how we measure our progress. If he doesn't tweet, somebody messed up. I know it. Somebody f***ed up the plan. If he tweet, I know. I know. We're doing the right things. Yes. That's how I know. So, he's old and sick, I know. He may not witness our full takeover, but I promise you that his sons will witness. Just like him, we came to exist in this country. See? The land of free men. The land of opportunities. And we're here. Yes. And we're not leaving, actually. We're not going back. What do you mean go back? You should go back first. You see? If you come first, you go first. See? Just like you. Tell me how you own this land. Explain to the world how this land became your land. Tell the world.
Well, to that extent, to the Somalia immigrant, tell me why you're here if you don't think America has a right to be here. Why would you come and take part of an occupying force, because that's what you're doing? But they want you to believe that they will end up spreading across the face of our nation. And I will tell you that that is very likely if we don't keep our antenna. It's not a matter of Somalia residency. It's a matter of our nation and protecting what we have. We have said all along that many coming in illegally under the Joe Biden, thank you, open border policy are coming here simply not to assimilate, but to basically destroy our culture and our nation. Megyn Kelly called that out the other day.
Most in the influx of Islamic communities is that they don't want to just do their own thing. I do have a problem with non-assimilation, but let's just say that that's what they were doing, non-assimilation. Okay, that'd be not great in my view, but nowhere near the problem that they want us to assimilate to their values. And as Trump once said, largely they come from shithole countries like Somalia, and we have zero desire to change anything about America to look more like Somalia. It's a no. We're not going to dress like the women who are part of your group. We're not going to accede to the non-separation of church and state. We're sick of the five-time-a-day call to prayer starting at 3 a.m, where we have to listen to people shouting Allahu Akbar, because many of us associate that with the worst terrorist attack to ever happen on domestic soil, 9/11. So it's a no on us assimilating to you. If you want to be surrounded by a bunch of Somalias, go home.
That's very clear. Or go to Minnesota. Hell, I got a lot of them there. And there was a piece published the other day about how the Somalians have changed the culture of Minnesota, where so many of them encamped around various areas, including Ilhan Omar's congressional district. Lazy media continues to carry water for leftists in so many ways. In fact, in one case, trying to create news that does not exist. Listen to this question to our Department of Homeland Security Secretary Noem.
Now, there have been reports that the president is possibly considering replacing you.
No, I don't have any indication of that. The president is fantastic. I'm very proud every single day to be able to work for him.
Do you expect to be serving all 4 years of this administration?
I will serve at the president's pleasure, which I'm very grateful to get to do, and he gives me a wonderful opportunity to do a job that matters for the safety of the American people.
Yeah, but the question was phrased, there are reports that, if there are reports that Trump is thinking about kicking her out of office and is upset with her, it's because the left creates that, quote, report. They begin with the premise the report has validity. It doesn't, and they know it. But all you have to do is put this trial balloon in the air and see if it will create some chaos. You're not going to get that. Same thing, they continue to hammer Pete Hegseth and Trump over the drug boat, the second hit on a drug boat that was not sunk on the first hit. And they make that a priority issue. They continue to manufacture stories around it, when in fact, it's just something they're trying to push across the line, showing you that Trump and Hegseth are wrong for our nation. And General King says, four-star retired general, says the attack upon that drug boat, even the second hit, are justifiable.
Because the decision has been made in terms of what they represent as terrorists and the harm that they have been doing, we have the full authority to eliminate them and to eliminate the survivors as well, because they can rise again and still continue to do harm. The video, when you look at it, in the case of the boat is the target as well as the members of the terrorist organization that are driving that boat and bringing that poison into the United States. There's moral clarity here in the authority to eliminate them in terms of the harm they're doing, very similar to what we've done on land with terrorists in Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, also in Somalia. The list goes on. And re-attack has been a form of all of that.
And that happened during the Obama administration. And I did not hear the left crying out about, well, you might be killing innocent people in the midst of the strike. An American was killed in one of those drone strikes ordered by Obama. Shouldn't have been in that midst, I guess. Question, do you think FBI Director Wray committed perjury and a 2023 congressional hearing on the J6 pipe bomber?
So you were able to arrest hundreds of individuals who were allowed into the Capitol, walked around, took selfies, but we can't find the individual who committed the most dangerous crime and attempted to cause multiple mass casualty events at the Capitol or around the Capitol.
Congressman, we have an entire dedicated team focused specifically on this investigation. We've done thousands of interviews, visited, again, just in the pipe bomb investigation, thousands of interviews, visited thousands of residents and businesses, reviewed millions of pieces of data. There's something like 39,000 video files. We've assessed like 500 or something tips. We've done extensive public publicity. We've increased the reward money. We've got our lab working on it. We've got our WMD directorate working on it. We've got our Office of Technology Division, our cellular analysis team. So the folks that we have working on this investigation are working very aggressively on it. And I, as much as anybody, would like to see it solved.
Well, they were not working aggressively. They did for 60 days, and they walked away from it. The documentation and the investigation, as pointed out the other day by Attorney General Bondi, was sitting in a room gathering dust because they did not continue the investigation after 60 days. And what we have now is through a review by Kash Patel and the FBI, they've gone back over some of the old information and dug in what they had. So the question is, did FBI Director Wray, at the time he's testifying, know who the bombing suspect was and could have made that clear and said, we have a suspect, even if he didn't want to use a name? And if they can prove that, that's another case of perjury that could be brought. I think you could make a case on perjury in the sense he sits there and lists of all of what we're doing when they were no longer doing that. They just basically walked away and thought, the American public won't care. We care. Reference the suspected bomber that's been arrested. No new information. But we expect something will be coming at some point, obviously. But again, how much did Wray know as he sat in front of Congress saying, we're doing everything we can and there's nothing else to report? In Germany, they often have a magical time regarding Christmas, all across Europe, but especially Germany. But not this time around. I'll explain that when we move forward. And also the attack on Turning Point USA. This even includes a Lutheran college turning its back on Turning Point USA. Why? They simply want to demonize an effort to Christian students and say, walk away, do not participate. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MaguireMoving.com.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times have I prayed?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
It is amazing and distressing to me as to how many colleges across the face of this nation do not want Turning Point USA chapters on their campus. They're willing to allow anyone coming. If you have an LGBT group you want to have on our campus, you're probably going to have a place on that campus. But if you want to come in and deal with Turning Point USA, preaching Christian values, and yes, building upon the legacy of Charlie Kirk and what he started with Turning Point USA, you're going to have a really tough time getting on that campus. You might get on and then you might be thrown off. And if you are a Turning Point member on a campus where you are allowed, you as an individual might be slandered and pushed aside. I'm looking at what's happening at a Southern California university. I know you're going to say, it's California, Larry. Yeah, I think you probably could put that in place, but this is supposedly a Christian university. It is a Lutheran university. California Lutheran University. A student senate rejected establishing a Turning Point USA chapter. Student senate composed of students attending this California Lutheran University. I would assume they're Christians. Now, I don't want you to believe that just because they voted against Turning Point USA says they are not a Christian. I want you to make sure you don't buy into that story. But why would they do that? And they did it on a secret ballot. The Associated Students of California Lutheran University Senate rejected reestablishing a Turning Point USA chapter yesterday. More than 50 attended in a standing room only vote. But then they did a secret ballot vote. Too far, bringing the TPUSA chapter back on establishing in their college campus. 11 against, 1 undecided. One of those, a student senator, said, I'm not surprised the club was rejected. I wasn't personally surprised. At the end of the day, we do try to be fair, impartial. We want to see all clubs succeed. But we will notice when a club is trying to push a certain rhetoric. And the last thing we need is controversy here on this campus. Now, I don't know what other clubs they have. But if you want to adopt that philosophy for all these universities that want to turn away Turning Point USA, now I wonder how many of them have LGBTQ-related campus activities and chapters. Even if it's human rights campaign, that's again a political narrative. That is an LGBTQ lobby group. They want to tell you that by doing this, it would open us up to political rhetoric. Well, you're opening the door anyway. One student at this college in her third year at Vanguard University, Costa Mesa, California, she was president, or rather is president, of the Turning Point USA chapter, although it's currently unrecognized by the school. And she points out, since 2023, we've had a lively, very active presence on our campus, hosting several events. We've had students very enthusiastic about us being here. It was even something that made us stand out as a Christian university, was the fact that Turning Point was practiced. It was not only practiced, but also celebrated. Now the school made an official decision to stop accepting political clubs. Instead, you will need to funnel any political activism or events through a process that involves the administration. Who's the fascist here? Who is the fascist? The student added that we received an email over the summer stating the school was taking a new direction with student organizations. Now, by her stating that it was received over the summer, that was prior to the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But again, they want to claim we're doing this because we're going to go completely apolitical, but they're not, because they're already siding against another. She said they want to appear apolitical, pushing the idea that Christians do not necessarily belong in politics, which is interesting because they do have a political science department, which I'm involved in. She's been working with various members of the school administration, trying to rework it, see if there's any way you can get Turning Point USA back on campus. She said, we're able to gather on campus, but only outside and not in any official capacity as a conservative group. This is a Lutheran college, and they're shutting down Turning Point USA. And she says, we're not, quote, conservative. We're just students hanging out. And she did add, though, that some chapter members feel unsafe out in the open given the anti-conservative sentiments on campus and online. And that is promoted and fostered by the administration. They will deny it, but the fact that they're shutting down Turning Point USA, yes, you're helping demonize those in Turning Point USA. You jump from California to Oklahoma. The University of Oklahoma confirming that a teaching assistant who was using she, they pronouns was removed from classroom after flunking a student on an essay where she invoked her Christian beliefs and the Bible. This assistant teaching professor accused of viewpoint discrimination. There is a Turning Point chapter at the University of Oklahoma. And they confirmed that the professor offered excused absences for students who wished to join a protest in favor of reinstating this professor. But for those asking to participate in a protest countering, no, we don't want that professor back, they were not going to get an excuse absent for their class. The lecturer that was demonstrating the viewpoint discrimination by excusing students who intended to miss a class to attend a protest on campus that would not extend the same benefit to students missing a class expressing a counterpoint, that is fascism at its worst and its best if you're trying to do that. Well, now in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma University professor is being told that the actions were inappropriate and wrong, that the university classroom teaches students how to think, not what to think. Well, then you need to do more teaching. You need to ramp up that teaching. Because right now, by shutting down another voice, there's your fascism. Which brings me to what's happening in Europe, especially Germany. Mandelberg in Germany last year was the site of a horrific car ramming event. They often have these Christmas markets on the streets, and people come and they shop and they roam from location to location, picking up Christmas gifts, things of that nature. The entire city is alive with Christmas festivities. Until last year, a guy decided to take his car and drive right into a packed Christmas market. He's a psychiatrist from Saudi Arabia. The indictment read out over several hours, saying the defendant acted with the intention of killing an indeterminately large number of people. When on 20 December 2024, he deliberately drove his two-ton, 340-horsepower car into a large number of pedestrians. There were those killed, six of them, and hundreds of others injured as he ran over those in the midst of the Christmas market. Now they have additional security barriers going into the streets where the markets are being put in place. But if you get around those barriers or you use some other technique, they're not going to stop this. What would happen? Well, you know what would happen. We're going to raise the question anyway. If there was a Muslim gathering on the street, peacefully, not causing any troubles, maybe practicing their religion, which you might not agree with, obviously, but you don't take a car and run into them. If you did, you would be charged with murder as well. And you'd see the community in an outcry. You would hear it across the face of the world. How dare somebody run down practicing their religion? And here, at the Christmas market in Germany last year, when they're not just practicing their religion, but enjoying it, the festivities that go with Christmas, a man hell-bent on Islamic fundamentalism, destroying everything else in his path, was going to run them down. And he did. So what happened since? Multitudes of Syrians that are in Germany have been showing up at areas adjacent to some of the Christmas markets they currently have in place, and what they're doing is shouting and hollering. They can't get in there and cause damage like driving their vehicle through, but they'll look for other ways. And how are you going to protect a mass market where folks are roaming from stall to stall and enjoying festivities? This would be a dangerous time to be a Christian at the Christmas celebration in Germany. That's a shame. In fact, it's a sin. Coming up, the art of perception, not war.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
1, 2, 3, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
They want me to make.
Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Sure, you have this interview with Hamas leaders after 2 years of war. This is a war that began with the group's deadly attack on Israel on October 7th. And 2 years later, Gaza is in ruins. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes. How are they viewing this military campaign?
Yes, Gaza has become unlivable. People are wounded, living in tents. Winter is coming. Families are still hungry. Hospitals are decimated. And the group has lost a lot of popularity in Gaza because of this. But they say the world witnessed these Israeli attacks in Gaza and that it turned public opinion against Israel globally and in the U.S. And they call this a strategic, irreversible win despite the very high cost.
That is a part of an NPR All Things Considered broadcast. And you were listening then to a reporter on how Gaza has become unlivable, people wounded, intense, winter coming, families still hungry, hospitals decimated, and Hamas is claiming we have won the war. We won the war against the Jews. Why? Because they pushed the narrative out. We got more people to hate the Jews because we did carry out our attacks in Gaza. And it turned public opinion against Israel globally. I don't know that it has, but they want to make that claim. And they're costing, or rather saying, the strategic, quote, irreversible win that they got the publicity and the perception pushed across the world, you need to hate Jews, that they are winners. Well, on one hand, it's hard to argue that they did not win something because more people have come forward and openly declaring they hate Jews. On one hand, that's good. So we know who you are. You want to make yourself identifiable. You're not hiding behind some computer. You're not hiding behind some joke that doesn't really say that you hate Jews. But for Hamas and its terrorist operations to say killing people and losing our own people, it was all worth it because we got the message out and encouraging more people to hate Jews. Seems like a shallow victory to me, but that's what they want to claim. How do we get to the point that you're willing to accept if we can stir up more hate, we have won? This is the same kind of approach we saw with the Klan across the South. If they could just scare enough of the black people, then they have won. And to that extent, they did. Many blacks in the South just were not going to be in a position where they might be rounded up by a group and hung from the nearest tree. And they went silent. And the Klan capitalized on that for years, decades. It is no different than what Hamas had been doing. But you're not going to hear the cry that this is wrong from the left. They think it's okay. Let's create more fear and hatred. And then they turn around and they say, why are we having all this conflict? Why are people so upset? It's because you continue to goad them into a space that they don't want to be in, and you're calling them out with names and slurs and slanders when you have no reason other than your decision. You don't need a reason to hate someone, do you? Nor denounce an entire religion. And you need to keep that in mind, by the way, when we're looking at the Somalia issue in Minnesota. Yes, they're Muslims. Is this a critique against all Muslims of what's happening in Minnesota? No, but it doesn't look good any more than a pastor of a big Bible Christian church is caught in the case of infidelity, that he represents all Christian big Bible churches or any Christian church. You cannot draw the line and say they're one and the same. But the issue we have is that those on the left are more than willing to do that because it fits their needs and their narrative. The 2026 World Cup has one event that's going to be held in Seattle called the Pride Match. This is a gay pride event organized and run by the local community in Seattle. Those overseeing, FIFA overseeing the World Cup Pride Match, World Cup itself, will not oversee this one, but it is being allowed. The soccer organization is making it clear that we had no direct hand in forming this event. It was planned before the teams were selected or the draw was made for the cup. Well, who are the teams? Egypt and Iran. They're going to be on the field in Seattle in the 2026 World Cup Pride match. See, they already put this in place, a Pride match. And yet they had not decided which teams in the selection of the draw were going to be competing. And it just so happened. There's so much irony here. And there's so much reason to say, gotcha. You've got Egypt and Iran, two staunch Sharia law Muslim communities. The irony you cannot overlook. Even the BBC points this out. In Iran, the maximum punishment for homosexual relations is the death penalty. In Iran, it's going to be in the field. Their team will be on the field competing with gay banners flying all around and across the top of the stadium and in the crowd. BBC said that is a penalty in Iran. In Egypt, morality laws are frequently used to suppress LGBTQ plus rights and relationships. But all that is put aside for the sports angle, the World Cup. They put themselves into this box. They again insist, look, we're going to do all this. We had this all planned in advance. We didn't know which teams were going to be playing, but you were going to do it anyway. You were going to have a Seattle Pride March, and you were going to sponsor one of the events, the Pride match. You knew that many of the countries coming to compete in the World Cup would probably be nations that might well be of Sharia law or certainly anti-homosexuals, to the extent that if they were practicing in their country, they would be put to death. This is where we have those on the left not really thinking other than, what do we do to push our message across the line? They don't look beyond making that effort. The repercussions, no big deal. Now, I don't know how this match is going to be played out as far as the reactions around and in the stadium, but I do know this. You've got athletes from Iran and Egypt on the field, and they will be looking into the crowd, and there will be numerous gay banners and so forth. This is not an attack on homosexuals at this point, but for the Iranians and the Egyptians are going to say, why are you doing this? Why have you surrounded our event with this? I don't know if we're going to see one or both of them decide to withdraw. I guess they could. If they both withdraw, no one gets a win. I don't know how that would affect them on the rest of the series they have to face. But the Seattle Pride March Committee says we planned this well in advance. We didn't know which teams were going to be playing. But did you not consider you might have two countries that either ban homosexuality or would kill homosexuals, that they might end up being in the match? You didn't consider that? Well, looky here. Look what you got now. Speaking of what you got now, Chinese chicken. I know. Where did that come from, Larry? Well, because it's just as off-kilter as what they're doing in Seattle with their Pride Cup match. I want to tell you what some Chinese are doing, or scientists anyway, regarding chicken. I'll have that coming up, but also AOC claiming that women-only restrooms, women-only, while she's for it, she says they are not safe. They're not safe. They'd only be safe if a man is in the room.
It's disgusting. And everybody, no matter how you feel on this issue, should reject it completely.
What are they doing? They're doing this so that Nancy Mace can make a buck and send a text and fundraise off an email. They're not doing this to protect people. They're endangering women. They're endangering girls of all kinds. And everybody should reject it. It's gross.
It's gross, all right, when you want a man in the female's restroom. And she's saying it's gross that there are those out there trying to raise money to fight against this issue because she wants you to believe that women would still be safe with a man in the restroom. I would really like the opportunity. Maybe it can be arranged. I go to Congress or wherever AOC is. And when she goes to the restroom, if I can get past her bodyguards, I might go in there. I don't have to claim I'm female or anything. I'm not sure what I am. But I'm going to go in there. Now, do you think she would put up with that? Of course not. As usual with the leftists and liberals, they're more than willing to sacrifice you and your family and your principles, but they're not going to bend anything on their side. Railing against the fact that you want to keep men out of the restrooms now, trying to claim that, look, women would be safer if a man were in the restroom. I guess it depends on which man and what the intent is. All right, I mentioned Chinese chicken earlier. I do know there's often a joke made when it comes to Chinese food. And I like Chinese food. And in fact, I know some restaurant owners that are Chinese, and they've got great food and everything else. And I know we've talked a little bit about the running joke that, are they serving chicken or are they serving cat? Because in China, you might well get cat. Because it's readily available compared to getting chicken. And chicken now, you're raising stock that would, like beef and so forth. There are all new concerns about methane emissions, not that much from chicken, but with from beef cattle. Flatulence, farts. But also the fact that you had to occupy green space and create an opportunity for the chickens to breed and grow. Or unless you've got them caged in pens all the time. But now a team of Chinese scientists is using a new gene editing tool. They say we can take a particular species of... Are you eating right now while I'm talking to you? I'm sorry. I am really sorry if this is going to interrupt your meal. How do we deal with this? Maybe you close one ear, put your hand over one ear. Just listen with one ear. Maybe that'll work that way. They have decided, these Chinese scientists, we can create the protein provided by chicken and even taste like chicken with a species of fungus. In fact, they say the fungus would be much easier and cheaper to cultivate than chicken. Less land required, reduced impact on the environment. We're all about that, aren't we? So the breakthrough of this fungus chicken... They have been growing this fungus, fermenting it into a commercially available product, a meat substitute for vegan, and vegetarian meals. Is that where you wanted to go when you went all vegan? Did you want to eat fungus? But they say they can produce edible protein, 95% less carbon, so that's going to get a lot more involved. They have this gene editing tool saying we can grow this fungus faster, a higher yield of protein even, with less environmental impact. And again, they claim this fungus ends up tasting better and is easier to digest than real meat. Yeah. If it doesn't get past my throat, I'm not going to be digesting it. But of course, if they serve it to you and you don't know it's fungus, maybe you need to ask each time, am I getting real chicken or is this fungus? And if they tell you that it tastes like chicken, whoa. I've been down that road I don't know how many times. I've been at a couple places in Texas where they serve mountain oysters. You know what those are? Rocky Mountain oysters. Bull testicles. If you put enough hot sauce on them, and have enough beer, they're going to end up tasting pretty good. You will get them down. Maybe that's what you're going to have to do with this chicken to get me to get around to eating it and enjoying it. But I've always had the attitude that someone says this tastes like chicken, but it's not chicken. It ain't chicken. I don't think I'm interested in it. I think I will pass. Thank you very much. So you can take your fungus chicken and walk the streets with it. I'm not eating it. As always, I want to thank you for joining us. I want to remind you about our food drive. Please participate. We have more than 600 pounds of food collected already, and we don't have any fungus in the midst of that food. We're collecting at locations at the Michael's Flooring, all of their locations, Chris's Pancake Houses, and Bartolino's, and just outside our studios. Non-perishable goods so we can distribute to those in need. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.